On today's Press Pass, a look at winter activity in Western New York, both indoors and outdoors. Jessica Marinelli of Buffalo Rising starts off the conversation about what's happening at the Albright Knox Art Gallery, where it's Erie County Free Week, and the spotlight is on their latest exhibit, Humble and Human, an exhibition in honor of Ralph C. Wilson, Jr.
It's being described as one of the most beautiful exhibits to come to the Albright Knox in recent history.
Wow, that says a lot.
This one is a little bit more traditional. We're going to have art by Cézanne, Degas, Vincent van Gogh, Monet, Renoir. So things that you've seen prints in your house, and you're going to be a little bit more familiar with the type of art that comes. It's impressionist style. So apparently Ralph Wilson, who I kind of know is one-dimensional, is like bills and sports, was a great lover of impressionist art.
It's a great thing to do during the wintertime, to go indoors to the Albright Knox. But at the same time, outdoors in the wintertime and in Buffalo can be a challenge, to say the least. But it seems that there's still a core, if not a large core, of Buffalonians who embrace this time of the year.
Yes. We have seen viral videos of people skijoring, which I don't recommend, off cars, people, you know, sledding, ice skating, ice bikes down at Canalside, the bumper cars down at Canalside. Buffalo loves its winter as much as we love to complain about our winter, too. I mean, it's both sides.
Right.
You know? So we're seeing a lot of drone footage. People are now filming Buffalo's certain spots in Buffalo Forest Lawn, Canalside, Outer Harbor, the Delaware Park area. Yeah, we're seeing some beautiful drone footage of Buffalo from above with beautiful winter landscapes, and it just gives a whole new perspective on our city and brings a size of beauty to something that is so bitterly cold sometimes.
One of the things about winter in Buffalo that you don't think of, but you brought this to my attention, is the utilization of bicycles in the wintertime in Buffalo. You don't see it a lot. You do see some of it. But you're suggesting to me that there's a larger point in here about how the city needs to be even more bike-friendly than it already is.
Yeah, our friends over at Go Bike really brought this to our attention. Justin Booth does an amazing job over there of advocating for bikes, and not just for people like myself who are lucky enough to have a vehicle and have the choice. And we've always been big proponents of bike lanes and bike paths. But one of the things that the people at Go Bike, and there's more diversity and economic development studies based around this, is the need for complete street infrastructure in more economically depressed areas, such as Buffalo's East Side.
Because we traditionally think of these expanded streets, these complete streets, as you call them, with the bike lanes, kind of going through maybe more upscale neighborhoods, middle-class neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You're suggesting, though, that they're necessary elsewhere.
Yeah, so if you think about it, in certain areas of our community, bikes are the only form of transportation that somebody owns. So they may need a bike to get to and from a bus or a route or a subway station or the last few blocks to work. So bikes really can be a necessity. We see more and more people that talk to Buffalo Rising who can't afford cars, who've given up vehicles, or who've made the choice to give up vehicles. And from what we've seen from other European cities and other cities around the country, the more a city invests in its infrastructure for bike lanes and additional routes of transportation that aren't just geared towards cars, the healthier the city is and the more its residents can move around and the more opportunity there is for those residents to get employment opportunities.
Jessica Marinelli of Buffalo Rising, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you so much.